The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello and welcome to your Wednesday episode of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Wednesday, July 21st.
Yeah, I mean, it's just frustrating, man. Going over the past 2 years, man, the injuries have been frustrated. But all you can do is look forward, and I'm healthy. We're 9-1. Like, who wouldn't want to be in the position I'm in? And that's what I'm looking at. And our defense, I mean, we're still getting better. There's plenty of opportunity for me to come in and help this defense. And that's what I'm looking forward to. So, you know, I'm looking forward, and I'm just moving forward as well.
That is the voice of defensive end Alex Okafor, who the Chiefs decided to re-sign on Tuesday afternoon. Did the move to bring back Okafor tie to free agent pass rusher Melvin Ingram signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers on Monday? Perhaps, considering Ingram did visit the Chiefs this offseason. Regardless, Ingram is now a Steeler, and Okafor is back for his third year with the Chiefs. Okafor first signed with the Chiefs on a three-year deal back in 2019, but the road in Kansas City has been rocky since then. First, the 30-year-old missed the Chiefs' title run due to ankle and pectoral injuries. Then he missed a handful of games in 2020 due to an ankle injury. A restructured contract last offseason led to Okafor becoming a free agent in 2021, but he ended up landing back with the Chiefs. I've been a big Okafor fan since watching him at training camp back in 2019, but it's simply been a player hindered by injury. I do like the move of Okafor on a bargain, considering it's a veteran familiar with the Chiefs system in a young room with some question marks surrounding the off-the-field situation with Frank Clark.
Let's work. We're going up this year, Fire. Better believe it. Put the camera on me. All I care about is my kids and ball. Some people think I'm crazy, Sammy. I don't think I'm crazy.
We talked about it in detail on Tuesday's editor's show, but Chiefs training camp is officially upon us. Let's go through the days to know. Quarterbacks and rookies report to Missouri Western State University in St. Joe on Friday, when we are expected to hear from both Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. Chiefs veterans are lucky. They get the weekend and don't have to report until Monday. Now, some notes for Chiefs fans. The first training camp practice open to the fans will be on Wednesday, but only the Chiefs season ticket holders. The first public practice completely will be on Thursday. Unlike in past seasons, tickets for Chiefs training camp practices must be reserved ahead of time through ChiefsKingdomRewards.com. Except for the practices on Friday, July 30th, Saturday, July 31st, and Sunday, August 8th, there is no charge for these tickets, but Missouri Western will charge $5 for parking on all public practice days. ESPN came through with some power rankings based upon the future, and more specifically, the next 3 years into the future. Where did your Chiefs land? Look no further than the top of the heap, number one in the NFL. There's an easy case that no other quarterback in football is more preferable to have on your roster over the next 3 years than Patrick Mahomes, who is coupled with one of the league's best head coaches in Andy Reid, wrote ESPN analyst Field Yates. The Chiefs' outstanding front office, led by GM Brett Veach, is resourceful and willing to be bold when needed. This team is here to stay. Yates isn't the only analyst who voted on the ranking. His fellow ESPN experts, Jeremy Fowler, Lewis Riddick, and Seth Walder, also voted on the next 3 years into the future.
The number one for me, and I mentioned this on the show yesterday when I did my MVP poll last year, Patrick Mahomes won by some distance over everybody else, because what I was told by general managers, the scouts, the people who were doing the advances was, this is the guy who just, he does a little bit more, as one person put it to me, freaky stuff. In other words, there's things you can't account for when you face Patrick Mahomes. Aaron Rodgers makes plays off schedule too, but Mahomes just makes the unique look ordinary.
Let's keep it in the realm of rankings, and let's keep it in the realm of Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. NFL.com recently asked 25 of their analysts to individually rank their top three quarterbacks in the league. And yes, Mahomes was ranked as the gold standard of NFL quarterbacks. Mahomes received 17 first place votes, 7 second place votes, and 1 third place vote. No, they didn't tell us who put Mahomes in third place, but here's what NFL.com reporter Jeff Chedia had to say. Mahomes already has won everything imaginable. He's got a Super Bowl victory, a Super Bowl MVP, a regular MVP, and 3 Pro Bowl nods. He's also revolutionized the position. Whether he's utilizing that cannon right arm or dashing around the field to extend plays, Mahomes mesmerizes every time he takes the field. Now for the really unfair part. The dude doesn't turn 26 until September. In other words, he's only going to get better. Well, thank you, Jeff, and thank you for you listening out there for checking out the latest edition of the Arrowhead Drive here on Wednesday, July 21st. Remember to both subscribe and tell your local grocer to subscribe to the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, and please leave us a rating and a review. Coming up later today, it's another edition of the Arrowhead Pride Out of Structure Podcast with Ron Kopp and Matt Stagner. That's it for now. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll talk again on Friday for the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.